Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, how does the offseason after winning a title change the offseason, either good, bad, or just make things a little different?
Oh, it was good. I mean, we had a great year, so I just want to preface, too, just because we lost a championship game, that doesn't mean that the offseason is a bad offseason. It was a great offseason. We had a great year last year, so, again, you can't win every game, I'll take a regular season championship again. So it was a good off season. You know what? In an off season where I think we all kind of get re-energized and get ready for this year.
Anytime you get to 20 wins, it's a good year, right?
Absolutely. And 20 wins. I mean, we were good at the right time of the year near the end of the year. Schulze, we got a championship banner up. We got a nice trophy. So all those things are really positive.
Last year was last year. Time to move on. As I'm looking at your line chart tonight, I'm like, holy smokes, this might be the deepest forward group I've seen here in a long, long time. How does depth help?
Well, we got pretty good depth, but we've had other years where we've had good depth too. So I'm not going to sit there and say it's the best one we've had in a long time, but it's a good group. We're excited about this group, but now we got to play, and now we got to execute.
Generally speaking, first series of the year, you'd like to get a bunch of freshmen at least a taste. With just one game this weekend, you got one freshman in the lineup tonight. How does that kind of change how you need to navigate getting guys into the game?
Well, it's hard, Schulze. I mean, that's the one thing. As a coach, everybody thinks coaches are all hard-nosed and they're tough, and it is what it is. And, we have compassion. I have compassion for the young guys. I have compassion for anybody who's not in the lineup. And to sit there and say that it doesn't affect me, it sure does, but you only can play, 21 guys. So certain guys are going to have to be out of the lineup. You got to make decisions. But eventually, again, you want to get guys in the lineup. You got to develop your players, and you got to have depth.
Mike Sertich passed away this offseason. Meant so much to Duluth hockey and, heck, Minnesota hockey in general. What do you remember most about Serdy?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, he was RH in Duluth, and he was Gino Gasparini, Doug Woog, Jeff Sauer, those guys, Craig Dahl. I just take a look at that whole group in the '90s. It was a great group of coaches and a lot of guys who changed the game and were ambassadors for the game of hockey. And Serdy was one of them. And Serdy had a personality like no other. When he spoke, he was like E.F. Hutton. And people listened, and our coaches' convention, when he got up there and he spoke, I mean, it was like he had a huge impact on us. And, I had the good fortune back in 1998, there was a WCHA All-Star team that went to Switzerland, and Jeff Sauer was a head coach, Serdy was the assistant coach, and John Hill and I, they took two assistant coaches in the league. And John Hill and I were the assistant coaches, and it was great. We spent 10 days in Switzerland, and we played in this tournament, and my wife went, and it was great. And Serdy was kind of our leader right there, and it was that was a lot of fun. And I saw a different side of him because I just knew him before that. I just knew him as a guy we coached against. Well, that was a heck of a lot of fun, and I know my wife just when she came home, she goes, "My God, what a great bunch of guys, not only against Serdy, but Jeff Sauer and how they treated everybody, and they made you feel good."
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Three transfers, Tom. We'll start with Carter Rancliffe. What should Beaver fans be on the lookout for about Carter's game?
Well, he's got a good stick, and all these guys are experienced, they're battle tested, but Randy's got a nice stick, and that he's gonna have some time and space, and he can show off that stick.
Riley Funk's
a horse. He's kind of a non-traditional Beaver. We're typically a little bit more undersized and mostly up front with a more speedy, and he's that heavy, strong kind of Andrew Murray, 6'3", 222 pounds. He's actually like a Kyle Loft as a centerman, but he's a beast. He's a beast to get out in front of the net. He's really effective down low. He can protect the puck, and I really like his game. And, again, he's kind of a guy that we haven't had a lot of guys like that, and it's kind of nice to have one in your arsenal, Schulze.
A.J. McCauley?
A.J.'s kind of a he's just honest. Probably A.J.'s greatest strength is he has no deficiencies. He's just kind of right along the board. He does everything. He does everything good.
I don't know if you've seen enough of these guys, the incoming freshmen with live game type situations. But as a collective group, what do these guys bring?
Well, I mean, it's like every year that, you know what, they've all got some areas where they're pretty good, where they're coming in. And you like what you see, then there's obviously there's that inexperience factor. And but again, the only way you get experience is by getting into, you know, getting into practice, seeing how we do things, and they got to get into some games. But I like all these guys. They want to learn. They work hard. They're great guys. And you know, it's just, again, it's a tougher lineup to crack this year just because how experienced we are and how old we are, Schulte.
Is there one trait that kind of categorizes all of those freshmen, or is it a little of this and a little of that?
I think it's a little of this and a little of that. So you know, yeah, they're all different, and that's what you want. And they're different, and you know what the biggest thing is you want to see, you know, how quick they grow, and who grows the quickest.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulte.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.